Do we have a...
Aye, aye, aye.
Who's going to give me the cue? Yeah, okay. Or should you just, like, jump in?
Without any warning?
You just, like, slide the... Yeah, you just slide the microphone over when it's time.
Well, right? are you gonna do, like, an hour rant?
That's right.
In Espanol.
No. Cue the Spanish rant.
You like
well, you could do that in post.
You're in the spicy seat.
The spicy seat. Like
ah, that, caliente. You
know? Yeah.
The three words the guys know in Spanish will come out beforehand.
Cerveza?
Por favor.
That works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Baño?
Andale.
Huh?
Those are the two things you need to know in Spanish.
Dios mío.
Cerveza
depends.
And baño?
Yeah.
If you haven't taken a shower for a week, you will need a baño. Mm.
So if I need to just... If I've had too much cerveza, what do I ask for?
Yeah, you can say, ¿dónde está el baño?
Ah, so I was all right, yeah.
Yeah, but baño, it also means...
Yeah, of course bath. It does.
So just you will need a baño if you haven't taken a shower for a week.
If I go up to the bar... And ask for the baño after having several beers.
They're
going
to
point me to the
room.
Yeah.
You're fine.
How do you say potty?
They're going to help
Spanish?
You with a bubble bath, Steve.
How do you say potty?
What do you tell a child to call the place to go to the baño?
Are you
I didn't
with any
get
of this?
It. Sorry. I'm too drunk.
She has no internet connection.
Yeah. Wi-Fi is down. Somebody open a ticket.
I'm sorry. Our tech company
IBM.
Wi-Fi is
GM's
down, right?
Job.
I got Wi-Fi, but maybe I'm on the secret one.
Don't be on the secret one, Dan.
Why?
Secret Wi-Fi? I don't know what you're talking about.
Dun, dun, dun.
So did anybody... should I look? Is there anything in
no,
this?
No, I'm on
I'm fine.
What happened today? There's like posts that I haven't looked at. What is all this crap?
Post you have you mean our
and
amazing
mother-in-law.
Photos? Oh, the mother-in-law bit.
Wait, but
that.
Rose is too far from the microphone.
That's
I
true.
I made a joke to Irk because
good
he needs
here.
To return home at a
maybe
specific time this
switch
year
with.
Because family's visiting, and
nice.
I posted the video where
I could put it in my tea guys too,
basically,
but I
House of
the
Future has a door for dad, a door for mom, a door for the kid, and the mother-in-law.
The mother-in-law, yeah.
So I thought those are funny jokes to make, because the mother-in-law is...
Yeah. Irk.
So,
Gavin's always all in on the Trump talk. Like,
that's part of my scavenger
in our
too.
Channels and whatnot, when any Trump stuff comes up, Gavin's all in on these conversations, and he never joins this podcast. He has opportunity to share all of this wonderful
input.
Would like
to be persuaded as to why he's not a douchebag.
Trump?
That is,
oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, wait, what?
Gavin.
Somebody needs to persuade, because that's going to be a tough one. So,
I can't do that, Steve, honestly.
You can't persuade?
I'm with you guys on this one.
The Trump's a douche.
Yes.
Who are you voting for, John?
The furthest...
Gary Johnson? Is that... what's his name?
I'm
Who's the libertarian guy?
I'm going to watch Libertarian Town Hall tonight and see how it goes.
You're not alone. There's. I got a bunch of friends who are...
John's going Brewster's Millions. He's going none of the above.
No, I want to hear.
How about
like,
that reference?
It's going to be interesting to hear how the TV ratings are tomorrow. I bet they're really high.
I bet they're reasonable for... Right. Like... Ross Perot was like the measurement, right, of third-party candidate who tried to...
Well, he was leading in the polls for a while, and then he quit. He was a little bit like Trump, where his staff was like... Perot's a good analog for Trump in some ways, in that everybody was super frustrated with both parties. And Perot ended up hiring Reagan's campaign manager and was winning in polls, but he kept making weird statements, and he kept saying, "You people..." when talking about African Americans, and the press kept asking him about that.
So how is this anything like Mr. Trump? Weird statements and off.
And like the campaign staff is like, "You got to quit doing this. You got to quit doing this." And he just quit. He withdrew. But then he went back into it.
Yeah.
And he polled like 17% or, but if he had been a little less crazy, he might have been our president, you know.
So now we have a second party candidate, as in the Republican candidate, yeah, who seems to be losing people, and a third party candidate who is gaining,
picking
not
up
because
those
of what you're describing, yeah, like good management and like people mm-hmm. being fed up and all. No, he's gaining just because they don't want this guy. Because
they jumped off a ship,
yes,
they're in the water, and the closest ship.
And they're going, oh, there's a dinghy over there.
Yeah, I can come out of that ship because I'm
we
drowning.
We can get 40 people on yeah. that rubber well, raft and see what happens.
Right? And on from the left side as well, it's like, I was, you know, the Bernie or
yes.
Bernie people,
yes.
Bernie or Buzz people are saying, well, I can't vote for Hillary, so, and I can't vote for Trump,
so maybe
I'm looking
guy.
Over here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see what comes of all of this. Hopefully it's not a huge train wreck. I am voting for a complete landslide victory for an established party, and you guys can figure out which one that is.
You can't say unified party, but yeah.
No, one of the established parties. That's all.
Okay.
There is no unified party anymore.
Exactly.
They're
when
done.
Happens, we, as we talk at lunch today, we can't wait for the concession speech.
Some of these quotes.
Because it will be epic.
Yeah, it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great quasi concession speech.
It's not going to be a concession speech. It's going to be a speech how
the system's rigged.
The establishment.
Most,
yeah.
Amazing against. Thing ever to see, like the Republican and Democratic presidential nominees both. Deliver a concession speech?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen. But would that not be amazing?
Yeah.
It would.
Yes.
It would be amazing.
Huge.
And with that,
huge.
Slow start to this whole routine. We are the Worldwide IT Guys. This is episode 47, and I am Steve.
Zombie DM.
Dan.
John.
Sean.
Elisa.
Steph.
And Elisa's way too far away from the mic still. And...
I'm sorry.
And,
Ross?
Yell in. Yell in. Just
Ross!
Yell. There you go. Done. We have way too many people in this
birthday,
room.
Birthday, Ross.
And not nearly enough mics, and
we
therefore...
We need more budget for microphones.
Oh, no.
Buy a t-shirt, would ya?
Send us money.
Send us money.
Yeah, so, this is
Mama.
Where the... This is where the t-shirt plug goes, right? So whoever wants to buy a t-shirt, jump right in so that we can support another microphone. So, yes, we're the Worldwide IT Guys, and we have a fun week this week with Mr. Trump, candidate Trump. Mm. We started there. Why don't we stay there and try to get it out of the way early?
I'd say
yes. Yeah? Yeah?
There's so much to talk about.
So what did Donald do this week, John?
Well, he
what did he do?
He picked out a baby from one of his one of his babies.
Just
politics
the
101. You're supposed to kiss it, Donald. To like get
exactly.
You know, you're not supposed
sign
to.
Sign the baby's head if you
yeah.
have to. Don't take it out. So
I love babies. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. Wait, I said you're fine. I didn't mean that. Get the fuck
joking.
Out of here.
Get out of my car.
Yeah,
get
he's
the
like,
fuck out of here.
This mom thinks I'm fucking serious. She thinks I actually like babies.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yes, that was classic.
So that was good. There was a scandal with his draft when he was in college.
Ooh.
So someone gave him supposedly a veteran gave a Purple Heart medal to him.
Oh, that's right.
And he said, wow, I've always wanted a Purple Heart. This is a lot easier than going to war.
Does he realize what it means to get a
so much
heart?
Easier
no.
than like dying or getting hurt in a war.
Exactly.
I love this. Thank you.
In the same day that a publication came out with a story about his draft dodging, he gets a Purple Heart from a, we're not sure if it's real, but he says, I have always wanted a Purple Heart. This was much easier than going into the military.
Did he ever name the person?
No.
No.
Therefore, it's fucking fake.
They might have gotten
yeah.
one. I mean, it's still bad
no.
language choice to say.
No.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's fucking fake.
It could be. You know,
he
with him, you never know.
Heart.
I mean, because that's the thing he lies about. He lies about everything. Like, he claims the NFL is mailing him letters.
No,
and,
he tells it like it is.
People
yeah.
are saying this. People yeah. are saying this is what he constantly throws at everybody. And people are saying, people are giving me Purple Hearts.
Well, but
so,
see, that's when he's being disciplined, when he says people are saying. Because that's... sort of unprovable.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But what's hilarious is then he sometimes accidentally makes it provable, and then it's always false when he makes the mistake of,
agreed,
like when he says, oh, the NFL sent me a letter. I always love that the NFL comes out, we have not sent him a letter.
the Daily Show guy, right? Trevor Noah did the whole, you know, yeah, people are saying this because you just said it. You said it 3 minutes ago, you're the people that are saying this bullshit. And it just frustrates to no end.
But it's funny about the whole NFL letter.
Yeah.
You know, he said he got a letter from the NFL.
Yeah.
And then when they grilled his team about it, they're like, okay, a source close to the NFL told us.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, he said he got a letter.
Was it Stephanopoulos?
It was a good interview. I enjoyed, like, not letting him squirm away, you know. He's like, well, why would he say he got a letter? Why do you think he'd say that?
Why is he lying to us?
Yeah. And he's like, I think we're getting bogged and done in semantics, you know.
Every time he's interviewed, 60 Minutes, Stephanopoulos, Meet the Press, he says the shit, they call him on it, and he looks like an idiot, and everybody's, like, distancing themselves from him. So every time anybody calls him on the bullshit he says, he can never back it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, all right. You can't tweet your way out of this, dick. Sorry.
So there was that. There was the
the
Ukraine comments.
Oh yeah.
Where he didn't quite get it straight that no, Russia actually has entered the Ukraine. And he's saying, well, what? He's not going in there.
He's a
winner like me.
He's already there.
Yeah.
That's why he's not going, because he's there already.
But that's Obama and not me, which makes no sense. What are you talking about?
He attacks, Gold Star parents in general by attacking Khan the fact that, yes, John?
So, just to add that. What came out today was hilarious, how they tried to defend his whole perspective of this. And they said, well, you know, it was probably Hillary Clinton's and President Obama's fault for your son being dead, because they voted to go into Iraq.
Yeah.
But the thing is, his son was killed in 2004, even before... Obama.
When was Obama elected?
Obama and Hillary Clinton were not in powers
whoever that woman is, the pretty woman that he's got, who's supposed to speak on behalf of Trump, his press person, is dumb as rocks. She is the dullest knife in the drawer. She is whatever metaphor you want to throw at it. She cannot handle herself on public television.
So
he's like, hey,
so
pretty face, why don't you go talk for me?
Obama, that's not going to work. Hillary Clinton for the son's death, and it's like, okay, Barack Obama was in Illinois.
Yeah.
He was not present, and Hillary Clinton was probably...
Well, and I'm sure the argument is that they were both senators at the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but Barack was probably just Illinois.
He was Illinois senator, and she was New York senator, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they were both...
But no, I mean, not
when
even federal.
When the vote happened,
up or down,
to go into Barack was the state senator.
Yeah,
as was Hillary, right?
Yes,
right.
Yeah. New York State, Illinois State senators voting whether or not to go into Iraq. So it may have been they voted to go to Iraq because essentially what was told to them at the time was weapons of mass destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
based on the evidence presented.
Sure. Yes, it's easy for somebody in a business position to say, well, I didn't vote for that.
But right. I love
because you're not fucking allowed to vote, you asshole. Sorry.
I love John. That whenever Trump gets questioned about Pence, his running mate, voting for the war, he's like, oh, well, people are allowed to mistake.
Yeah, that's right.
They're allowed it.
Yeah.
And then,
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
for
and then
him.
Leslie, it's all right, what's her name, from 60 Minutes, is like, oh, but Hillary's not, right? Okay, next question. What's the stall, right? So, next question.
Leslie Stahl.
There's just so much material every day.
Well, and that's coming from
something,
the conservative in our group.
You raised something. So recently, Mr. Trump said that he would not back Paul Ryan for his reelection bid as...
That's correct.
As Speaker of the House, Paul
Speaker
Ryan.
Speaker of the House.
So it's funny because he did an interview with the Washington Post yesterday, and he said... he used the exact terms that Paul Ryan said about Trump. He said, I'm not ready to support or back Paul Paul Ryan.
Yep, yep.
And Paul Ryan said the exact same thing a month ago when he said, I'm not ready to back Donald Trump.
Yep.
So
meanwhile, his running mate, Mike Pence,
came out today and said, I'm backing him.
I'm behind him, 100%.
I'm behind him.
So this is, you know, clearly a winning, unified ticket.
Mike Pence is probably already thinking, all right, I got to think about life after Donald.
Yeah.
Because this guy is not going to win. And I got my, it's almost like a wife who knows her husband. Oh, it's like it's going to end in divorce. And you're like,
that
right.
was in the first interview, like two days after he was selected, right?
Yeah.
He was in that interview watching Trump, like, answer for him, kind of going, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
Pence is like, I did not sign up for this. I mean, I did not sign up for this abuse that I'm taking from all these reporters. And
that was really funny, that whole first interview.
I did not sign up for this abuse. I signed up to abuse everybody else, but I am not signed up to take abuse.
But it makes the train ride home at, you know, from work enjoyable because it gives us something to talk about on the train.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Every day.
And the final, just to put the nail in the coffin... our good friend Eric Trump, son of Donald. What did he do recently?
Is it one else on the story?
He say that the Trump like company has solved sexual harassment or something like that?
Well, no, he was.
He said his sister would never be victim of.
She's too strong, to be a victim of sexual harassment. Way too strong. Yep. So it's not. You know, the fault of the people harassing. It's the fault of the victim here, who's just clearly not strong enough. Just clearly not strong enough. I mean, these guys, and that would be one of those things where you look at it and go, that's a blip. It's a kid who said something out of line. But because of what his father is and how his father has demonstrated the Trumpisms that are, all of a sudden, that's just another, like, little match on the fire, right? It's, yep, I said it, too. I'm an asshole, too. His whole world is crumbling.
Well, another thing about his son I saw this week is that he had an interview where they asked, has your father apologized? And the son said, yeah, I believe he apologized. He has apologized.
No.
Khan came out and said, no. And the son said, well, when he made the statement that Khan's son was a hero...
That was an apology.
That was the apology right there. So he'll never say I'm sorry, but...
I did like Trump saying...
You have to understand, you have to interpret what the Donald is saying.
Yes, like you have to interpret the sacrifices that Donald has made in that he has provided tens of thousands of jobs, made millions of dollars.
So Vladimir...
And that is a sacrifice.
Vladimir, it's fine. Thank you very much. I know your missiles are inbound, but he was apologizing when he said that. Could you just turn them back?
The best is the Stephen Colbert thing. Stephen Colbert, before the show, is asked, what would be the one question you would ask Donald Trump if he was on your show tonight? And Stephen Colbert goes, what does Putin's dick taste like?
Oh,
and it was like, hey, and he does a little dance, and he dances off stage, and it was basically like, hey, and it was like, yeah.
So to wrap this up.
Yeah, that was Stephen Colbert, by the way. Quote Stephen Colbert at StephenColbertShow.com.
I think we're done with Trump, but
yes, John.
The last thing that came out today was that the GOP, the higher ups in the Trump family, are trying to organize an intervention with him.
Really?
Yes.
Intervention with who?
Trump. I just hope it's like an actual drug intervention where, you know, you're like, hey, I wanted to try this new breakfast spot or something. He walks in and it's like Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich.
There's like
maybe the guy from the show Intervention.
200 congressmen in a restaurant going,
we got Dr. Drew there.
We need to talk to you,
Donald. We're your friend.
We're your friends. We're here for you. Yeah.
Quit doing 15 press conferences a day.
Quit with no tweeting. Script.
Close your Twitter account.
Yeah. Less is more.
Don't respond.
Somebody break his phone.
To the parents of dead kids. Just let it pass.
Paul, grab his phone. Paul. Yeah. Christy, grab his phone.
So I think we will update next week if there's an actual intervention.
That intervention
is coming.
Would be great.
That'd be great.
That would be the best TV in the history of America.
But honestly, hasn't that happened? Has it? It's had to have been multiple individual meetings, right?
Sure. No. Trump goes to the Hill to meet with Republican leaders.
This is his style. I mean, it's what brought him success. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's like getting mad at a scorpion for stinging, you know? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's how I survive.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So good.
Meanwhile.
Those debates will be great, though. It's going to be... I'm going to turn...
The debates
from,
are going to be amazing.
I'm going to watch... I'm going to watch...
No, you're not going to watch the football. Clearly.
I'm going to watch football for fantasy score, and then I'm going to flip back over to watch Donald Trump get stomped in some debate where he's asked about something, and he's going to...
My fantasy, and I know it'll never happen, but my fantasy, because he's so insecure and petty, is that Hillary Clinton implies he has a small penis. And he will not be able to let it go for the rest of the debate. And he will just become fixated on proving he has a big penis.
Like the tiny hands issue?
Yeah, like Mark Rubio basically referenced that, and he became obsessed with it. And it was very unbecoming.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like she needs to leak it so she doesn't say it, you know, so she's not attached to
at
it.
At least.
But you're debating the first ever female presidential candidate, and you're only talking about your dick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can see it happening. He's that insecure.
Bigger than yours.
TV.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Huge.
Bill's dick is bigger than yours. What do you got to say? His hands are bigger, his dick's bigger. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, I think he might actually say something like that. Like, I could see him saying, like, listen, you know, your husband had to go to interns because you couldn't keep him satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, I could see him saying,
and
I could
wins,
see him going
right?
so grade school, you know. And
Yeah. And she's too smart. She would egg him into that path.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be it.
So good. I can't wait.
Oh. Let's hope he derails further and we don't even get to that point.
Let's hope he blows his he's already getting security, like, updates, and he's already blowing that on, like, why aren't we nuking everybody right now? Wait, I understand the security updates that are happening in the world. Thank you for sharing that with me, as I could be the next president. However, why are we not just nuking them? Like,
we have these things. They're in a storehouse,
we
right?
Yeah, we have to use them before they go bad.
These things are getting old. Let's dust them off. Let's
the
watch a couple.
The half-life is like 20,000 years. I mean, they could go bad.
You know,
maintaining them is costing us millions.
According to my experts, the half-life of uranium is only 500 years, right? So let's make sure we get these things off. And if not, why don't
get
we
get them out? They're just sitting there in, first out.
If getting them off in tiny dicks doesn't send us into a need for a foreign correspondence report now for what the U.S. politics looks like, then I don't
From
I don't
one
know
of the
does.
Women in the room here, we've got what? What are you talking about? I had no idea what
that,
you were.
Those weren't the two things that were leading our conversation into American politics today. This is our presidential candidate for the Republican Party. No,
he is.
Is this not a reality? Because some days I wonder.
Yeah.
I just feel like if that's not a moment to pull in foreign correspondents, I don't know what is.
He wants to blow America's load with its nuclear capacity.
What? We're pulling in the foreign correspondent?
I think so.
We got nukes. Let's use them.
Okay, so we've got nukes. Let's use them. Elisa, what do you have to say about the subject?
Enter Spanish rant, go.
Sí, pero... Perdón, no estaba escuchando nada.
Go off on it. What is your real
is
response?
That the most
if Donald Trump
Donald
became president,
Trump.
What would be your reaction right now? Just go for it, big, in Spanish.
Es una pregunta muy difícil y no sé lo que voy a decir y... Y tengo que hablar en español y no sé.
Fuego, fuego, fuego.
Fuego, fuego.
Fuego, fuego.
That was brilliant. So apparently
estaba muy lejos del micrófono.
Ooh.
Yeah, you could get close to the microphone, but that's not even the problem. We were expecting a little more passion in your little rant there. But we'll take it as it is, because we feel very upset
about
the fact that he could even talk about this.
Sorry, I'm just a visitor in this country.
Oh. Got your job. Relax.
Until I have a permanent visa,
it doesn't
won't
affect
care
you.
About Trump.
Well, the U.S. president does not affect South America? Is that what you're saying?
Even I don't think so. We can live without
it. I like that.
Oh, no, you totally can live without it.
Hang on,
Eso es muy español de España.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. Spanish.
That's what I would say to Trump.
Enough of Spanish, I think. Go ahead with
what else is going on in the world? Can we move
on? We might need a Serbian correspondent to follow that one.
No, no.
Counterpoint, counterpoint, go.
Oh, you
give him a mic.
You got some Serbian to throw at this?
How does Europe feel about Trump's closeness to presidency?
Yeah, no, Serbia's great about Trump. They love him. It's all good. It's all good.
That wasn't even close
Putin
to Serbian.
Him. Serbian loves him.
I don't think he knows a word of Serbian.
I think I learned
Serbian.
Serbian.
No, I actually don't know any Serbian. I'm good. I don't want to offend our future president. You don't want to be offended with foreign languages, so I'm just going to stick to American. And
hang on.
I'm good. I'm American.
And now for the Charlie Smith update. Okay, Charlie Smith, come on in and give your update.
That Serbian was very, very easy.
Oh, the Serbian was, I could understand almost all of it.
Yep. It's amazing, mm-hmm.
I can go to Serbia right away and understand everything.
Trump is skroz ok, trebalo bi svi da glasite za Trumpa, zato što je on totalno cool i nemojte da se...
All right. I'm pretty sure you
gave
the code word for Donald Trump to launch nukes in the wrong place.
Yeah, I don't know. Be afraid,
Putin,
be very afraid.
Two or three times.
Putin, yay! That's what I just heard.
Douchebag.
Thanks, Dad.
So what else is going on in the world? Could we move on from this
thing? We're done with this, right? Let's be done.
At least for the moment.
God, for now.
What else is going on?
We talked about this last week, but the Olympics start on Friday.
Holy
shit,
the Olympics. Wait
toxic
for.
Sludge.
What is going to be the first disaster that happens? Is it going to be at the opening ceremonies? Is it going to be...
I think it happened. Did you see the NBA has basically secured... an entire cruise ship. The entire cruise ship is now going to host the NBA. I'm sorry, the U.S. Olympic basketball team and the male and female basketball teams are going to stay on this cruise ship.
And that's what we should do.
So then they'll only get salmonella poisoning from the buffet.
Sure.
Damn,
that's what we should do. We should take a carnival cruise ship down there.
Done.
Just support all of our U.S. athletes. No, I'm good. Thanks.
I'll take it.
Sorry.
Fuck him.
But, and just have, dinghy boats take whenever they have an event, a dinghy boat goes off.
Send them out. Yeah.
Send them out. I mean, that's brilliant. So they should do that.
Well, that's what the U.S. Olympic basketball team is doing.
What's happening? Yeah, there was no way that million-dollar athletes were going to allow themselves to be in that situation.
No,
you
exactly.
Know? Yeah.
What they'll cart in all of their water. I mean, it's going to be literally everything from the ship to the ship and back and forth.
Is it just them? What about our track and field? What about, everybody else? What are they doing?
This is the NBA taking care of their athletes, dude.
Sure.
Forget the rest of it.
Yeah.
Get your franchises in order, track and field.
Corporate America owns it. And the NBA is far bigger than
Carnival Cruises is now the official sponsor of the NBA.
Sure. Yes. Why not?
Yes, exactly.
They sorted it out. Don't
you know what? It makes
it.
Sense. It makes sense. Got
it's only a matter of time before the women's soccer team sues the Olympic Committee for giving the NBA players their own accommodations.
Well, did the men's soccer team get their own accommodations? Because I think otherwise the women's team won't have a problem at all.
But I totally agree with what they sued for in the first part because, they sued for...
Well, I'm just looking at it going...
As long as none of them...
The men and women basketball teams are on a cruise ship in Brazil. We're looking at 18 years, we're going to have a huge
team.
Yes. Amazing team.
We're talking dream team. 18 years.
You've never even fucking seen. My buddy always claimed, if you've ever looked at, the stats, Hawaii, per mm-hmm. capita, has mm-hmm. the most NFL players. And he always claimed it's because the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But Hawaii has, a ridiculously high percentage of people.
Well,
in
Guam.
Yeah, they think it has to do with... their body types, their stocky body types. But they don't. Or maybe it's the Pro Bowl. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. Ray Lewis has been around a couple of years. Anyways.
Oh, that was wrong on
but
many
specifically,
levels.
The swimmers need to only ingest 3 teaspoons of water to pretty much contract a very deadly virus. So, I mean, but how many swimmers are there, John?
The thing is, there's only a couple of swimming events that actually...
Go out into the open
marathon
sea.
Swim.
The manure that they call the sea.
There's a marathon swim, and then all the boating events, like the crew, the sailing, what have you. So.
But did you see what the mayor said? So the mayor's gotten some shit. He's done some things wrong. But this is brilliant to me. In that, probably that same article that you were referencing, so local authorities, including the mayor of Rio, said that the failure of the city's water cleanup efforts is a lost chance, quote unquote, and a shame. Just so basically he's acknowledging that we had an opportunity here and we failed, we fucked it, right? Done. However, Olympic officials continue to insist that the waterways will be safe for athletes and visitors. It's like, really? Olympic? Yeah. How corrupt is this organization? They're fine. Yeah. The mayor's going, yeah, we fucked up.
Yeah.
We had a chance, but we blew it. Very frustrating.
Well, also, one last thing. I think this past week, like one of the event launches for one of the boat events actually collapsed into the ocean. because, I mean, their building standards are much lower than ours, so they blamed it on a regular high tide.
What was on regular high tide?
Water went up.
So a high tide came in and wiped out a boat launch for one of the events.
But what?
The moon had a date it had to get to. It ran there.
The
orbit happened faster than normal.
It was a big full moon.
Big full moon. Couldn't be predicted.
What team showed up, flushed three toilets, turned two sinks on and completely flooded an entire floor of their dorm at the Olympic Village. Yeah, so like it was like, okay, that happened.
I know.
You know.
Would Chicago have been better?
Oh, Jesus,
yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, but did we really want it?
Hang on.
We don't want it, but it would have been a
million
times better.
That's the point. That's the point. It would have been better. It would have been a success by Olympic standards. And that means that it would have been a disaster for this city.
Yeah. Mm. Like Atlanta, like all that. You waste
you
all that money.
Airbnb
you never do anything
your
with it.
Place for like, $7,000 a week. And, you know.
Any city. Like London is still going, really? Was it worth it?
Yeah. It's the biggest scam in the world, you know. And it's two small groups of people exchanging money, you know, in an envelope, and they make all the money, but, like, the cities get screwed.
Totally screwed. Totally.
Actually, Greece crisis came after the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is any city that goes in, like, all in to get the Olympics.
Yeah.
They're
and it's funny that every year they do it because there's almost like this support group of cities that are all like, oh yeah, don't fall for that. Like we got screwed. Like Atlanta's always talking about they built the Olympic Village and it was a disaster.
And they never use the event space.
Well, the stadium in LA that they built in 1984 has been abandoned for 25 years.
Well, because that's a problem. Like the events, the actual dimensions of the events are so big that it makes it hard to use this for any other. Like, don't they say like there's only like 15 Olympic size pools in the world or something like that because of how expensive they are? Like, just.
But if you look at like Greece, every like event, like stadium has been abandoned and run down. I mean, I was at another Olympic event, city like 3 months after the Olympics. And it was already run down. I mean, they just let it go to shit.
Yeah.
We talked about this, though. We talked about having 4 to 5 countries build and maintain an Olympic-size event, and you rotate between the five, and that's it. That's it. You don't fucking have everybody in the world say, hey, we want to have the Olympics, and you go through this, okay, well, who could blackmail us the best? Who could extort us, you know, into doing it the best? Like, who can bribe us? You just have the North American place, the European place, the, you know, Asia Pacific place, you know, et cetera. And that's it. And you rotate every 4 years, you go to that place, and that's it. And you get money to maintain it. You do sports events there while you're not doing it, and that's it. You don't do Atlanta and Salt Lake City and, you know, whatever. You have one place in North America, and everybody puts money towards it, and that's the place it is. Every fifth time or fourth time or third time.
That's not a bad idea.
Just do that shit.
That would work. I think it's kind of cool to have it in different cities. To have it in different cities, you'd have to put your expectation. I mean, it's supposed to be for amateurs. Like a lot of this stuff doesn't need to be as sophisticated as it is. Like, you don't need dedicated stadiums.
But we're way past that now. We're way past that.
Oh, you're saying we can't go low.
The amateur status
is
long
gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's totally true.
So that's why I like where Dion's going with this. Pick a smaller, not small, but smaller market where you can support these kinds of things in that 8 to 10 year period,
I mean,
to where you're not seeing this
happen. I am biased towards the Midwest, but what I will say is, pick a place in the Midwest.
Dubuque.
Anywhere.
Could be Cleveland, Sean.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Could be anywhere. You say, this is where the Olympics will be every year.
Athens and Dubuque.
I don't know why I said that.
You couldn't maintain a place like that. But my whole point is, Michigan, Wisconsin, Chicago, Indiana, Ohio even. Just pick a city. That's
Alabama,
where we build it.
Wait a minute.
The Olympics are there every 5 years. You maintain it. You do it. You're a 3 to 4 hour plane ride from anywhere in the rest of the United States, and you build a training facility. The training facilities are where you can expand and go abroad, right? So, like, you know, you come to the United States for a month to do the Olympics. You train for this before. You participate here and you do that. But it's the same place every year. And then people who at least get to the United States can then decide to choose to, like, oh,
wait.
Why don't we go to New York? It's only a 2 hour flight or a 2 hour drive.
I totally misheard
what
Dion
said. So I'm saying do it in the Midwest because you could get anywhere in the country in a couple hours.
Every Olympic event should
same
happen.
Place. In the same place.
Okay, so I disagree with what you said. I misinterpreted what you were saying.
It's always in Ohio. Should we choose to build it in Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio.
What I'm suggesting is a nuance to that, which is when the U.S. pitches that it's not Los Angeles or Chicago or New York or pick somewhere, it is the United States is pitching. And we have a facility. And that facility, remember, you used it 4 years ago. We're going to pitch you again, or 8 years ago, or 12 years ago, whatever it is, right? We used it, and here it is, the new facility. We've upgraded X, and we've upgraded Y, and it's the same thing that did all of this
Lake
successfully.
Placid or L.A.?
So you got Lake Placid is our
winter place.
L.A. is our summer place. And we're
That's
just going to continue to put our money behind those two venues.
And I agree with that. But that's my whole point.
And that's our approach.
Yes.
But no, the Olympics should not be in the United States every 4 years. No.
No. I agree with that. No. We pick in the United States where the two places are that we want to do Olympics. We pick a winter place. We pick a summer place. And those are the only two places in America that it happens. And should we choose to do it in any other wherever, when it comes back to the United States, this is where it is.
Yeah.
That's it. And we don't spend money building these stadiums in the middle of fucking nowhere.
And let Brazil
fight
that
they just go and get destroyed over time because nobody's using them because we don't have the population to use them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let Brazil fight
with
Greece.
We're kind of on
we're
on the same page.
Wherever else, but the United States fights as one place to come and be the Olympic host.
Sure.
And when we lose, we go, yeah, that's fine. No worries. Guess what? We're up again next time. And we're going to try again.
Yeah, actually, I just made a research to be sure that I'm talking the right thing and not I'm mistaking.
Not out of your ass.
But the ancient Greek Olympics were always in the
same place. Yeah.
And everyone came to that place.
Fine.
And then went to their
I would
original.
Also be okay with that. Every Olympics is in Greece where it began
and
everybody from the world goes
and
there.
We can save the world's economy and send everyone back to Greece every time.
This is what Donald
and
Trump
Greece,
is trying to do. You know
Greece
that, right?
Greece is a very nice country, so we can go everyone.
The economy's a little messed up.
We will save it by having Olympics every 2 years.
Look,
every 4 years.
America
every 4 years.
That we want
can
is Coca-Cola and McDonald's
Greece, by the
all
way?
The time. And the Olympics are in Greece.
NBC.
We're going to make Greece great again.
Yes.
Greece
NBC,
I'm fine working from Greece, by the way, if you want to send me there.
We're all fine working from Greece. I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Yeah, let's all go to that office.
Nice.
Whew. Wow. So much Olympics.
Are we done
with the Olympics? So much Olympics.
Yeah. One more next week.
Unexhausted. Yeah, we'll have
disastrous.
We'll
be when Zika
we're
strikes.
We're going to have like two train wrecks next week. I can't wait for
they
that.
All, the Olympics always pull it together,
no,
though.
They
don't. You know, it's sort of, even,
one,
remember Greece? They didn't have anything built until the last second.
I think this is
going to
train
Athens.
Wreck.
By the I way, don't know. They always pull it together.
Speaking of train wrecks, have we discussed
no.
the
wow.
Chicago and New York
Segway boy over
train
here.
Infrastructure?
We haven't.
Oh, I thought that was a good segue.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Mr. Segway.
So we were talking yesterday about a lot of us in the room are commuters and how our trains always break down and we get stuck for 3 hours to get home. And
this happened to almost everybody in the room in the past month.
Just let's remember, this is a group that just talked about the fact that, you know, infrastructure in our country can support things like the Olympics. So move on.
Go on.
But and, I will say, I'm going to let John talk.
That's
all right. But.
Maybe sometime.
I'm going to let you finish, but first.
But I think it was Sean that shared the article.
Oh, yeah. You were mentioning how, like, you're being delayed a lot. And I remember watching years ago this video of the switching equipment for the trains you guys ride. And it looked like a Monty Python short. You know, like the... It looked like a comedian's vision of how technology might work from, like, a far-off age ago. You know, because
it was real.
Like, yeah, it's all real. This is what controls our modern trains.
It was
2016.
It was so steampunk
that it could be
modern.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. Like, it didn't look authentic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It looked like an artist's interpretation of a machine.
It was a guy in a microphone getting signal calls... using a pencil to pencil it down and yelling to someone, change track 2 to 3 or whatever. And some woman,
pulling
a lever.
An enormous lever, not just a little,
exactly.
Not a little enunciator, just, you know, big switch.
Like if she couldn't pull
like
this lever,
medieval,
a train
like,
is
like
gonna
a bridge that she's lowering or something like that.
It is unbelievable.
But it was unreal to watch the video, which we'll share via our social media. But it was unreal to watch them do the switches, not only in Chicago, but in New York, which is very similar, which Steve shared, and how the technology has been used for over, 60 years?
I think it was 100 even longer
years.
Than that.
So
yeah, I think 100 it was like
years in Chicago, but like it's still working. They maintain it. They do
barely.
The necessary things to keep it running. And like,
costs...
it's not hackable. You can't. No terrorist is gonna say, "Hey, I'm gonna hack into that system, into the steam system, and
but
get those trains to go off track." Right?
The reality is, the costs to replace are astronomical, and that's what I loved about
and the time to replace.
So maintain it.
I loved about the both of these videos. So there were two. There was the Chicago video, which was brilliant because the guy pretty much just flat out said.
This is crazy.
This is a train wreck waiting to happen. Literally a train wreck waiting to happen.
Something will fail.
Yeah.
And we have no money, and we have no way to support it, and we're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
It was not a confidence building.
Such a downer.
That guy got fired from
the whole routine.
From the Metro. I'm sure he got fired.
And then, Sean, thank you very much, shared, this is the MTA, which is the subway system in New York. And all of that video. And they're showing how, look at this ridiculous old technology that we use. This is why we're improving things. This is why we're introducing all of this new technology. And here's what we're doing and how we're doing it and why it's so brilliant and will support us going into the future. All very positive and upbeat. Yeah. I was floored by it. Welcome to Illinois politics.
Yeah, it was. It also, that was like, I think that was the MTA's PR guy, too. It wasn't just lone, conductor. He was the PR guy, and he was like, yeah, we're fucked.
But it's
pretty
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're talking about the PR guy for the Chicago.
Yeah, the Chicago.
He was, it was...
Yeah.
It was so depressing. We have no money. We can't get this done. Blah, blah,
we have
blah.
We a 1940s system still running.
30s.
To keep alive. And we have stopgap solutions everywhere.
And if anybody, wants to take down the entire Western world of Chicago, You know where to go.
Just go into, and they show that. It's just one building and a guy who talks.
Well, and they give the address. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, like, there was no, like identification or code words when he's talking to him, like, where it's, like, where, like, you're vetting that it's really the train operator or something. Like, you could just go in there and speak with a thick Chicago accent
coming
and tell all the trains.
Coming in on line four. Yeah. Going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fast like enough our there, tourist partner. Industry depends on our L system working well either. It's not like we should receive or do receive any tourist dollars from having one of the most unique train systems in the country, if not the world.
The thing is that all these metro lines, are, most of these metro lines, are leasing tracks from freight lines.
Yes.
So that, and that tells you that, you know, the freight lines are saying, well, just cut the cost, so we don't have to support that cost because that's Metro's problem.
Yeah.
And how many times when I was riding that system, I was delayed by, you know, a 3 mile long freight train crossing the track.
Yeah.
So there, you know, there's no incentive to improve it because It's not the freight train's problem.
Uh-huh. Well, and wasn't this, not to, you know, tie it together, but that was part of what I remember the pitch for the Olympics was about, was we're going to improve our commuter infrastructure. Now it was more the city train system, not the suburban train system. But there was a lot of funding that we were going to throw into that whole world to try to improve upon all this. You were delayed today on that Western train, right? And this is very local stuff. So sorry about listeners hearing all this. But the reality is your Western L train is the track between the city of Chicago and our international airport. And of all places you'd think that we would invest some money, that would be the line.
To get people
right?
in and out of our city, yeah.
Come on. Goodness. Let's make this, let's improve. This should be world class for Chicago, right? It is a
Well,
train
we've had
wreck.
Some hilarious, I ride that same one. Our end of the line, which doesn't go to O'Hare, has a lot more problems, but some
well,
of the problems
it,
are,
it does go to O'Hare ultimately, well,
but yeah, but the most of the problems are in the Forest Park, and they do their best to insulate O'Hare. But my like the terms they even throw around are sort of funny. Like remember, was it a year ago with the ghost train where a train just left the station and they have no idea how? And like, well, what is this? They go, we call it a ghost train. That was their actual PR term. Like, right. like so they already had a. It happens enough that they have a term for it. They're right. like, oh, when we lose a train, and then they had another conductor.
Something that shouldn't even happen because it requires two hands to be on levers.
Yeah, like we call it a ghost train, and then they within like 2 months. Another conductor drove into our airport. She did not stop.
Yeah,
and she drove
off
in.
The escalator, into the terminal.
It looked like a taxi cab, like trying to take you to your, like, what are you, flying United? Okay, well, I'll just take you.
Take you right up these stairs here.
What the funniest, then it comes out. Like, the CTA, they almost don't give a fuck about PR, you know? Like, they came out that she had been written up twice before for falling asleep before. And at one point, she missed five stations in a row.
I've never heard that before.
Just imagine being on a train that just flies by five stations, no announcement, no anything, and then you probably hear like a like over the PA, and like you finally stop.
Oh, we're going express! Yay!
Yay! But that was my stop.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's my stop. Well. You brought me right to the United Terminal. That's great.
Welcome to Chicago, everyone. We hope you enjoy your travels.
So, the Midwest as the hub for all activities international. That would be good.
The Olympics. Here.
Yeah.
Cover it. Oh, well, did you guys see, turning the corner a bit, so we've solved the emoji problem. Did you see? Was it Apple?
What was this?
No more guns.
Yeah. So Apple has solved the gun problem and the emoji problem.
Okay.
By replacing the gun symbol with a water gun. So it's no longer...
To make it less violent?
Yes. Less violent. Totally. It's PC and everybody should be very positive about this, right?
Uh-huh.
So we have solved our gun problem. What was Gavin's comment about this? I thought it was good. Our
we finally have a solution.
Yeah, our nightmare, our emoji nightmare is over. We're set. We no longer have gun emoji. We have water gun.
Sort of like, what was the NBA team? Was it
the Washington Bullets? The
Washington
Bullets. Yeah. The murder rate got too high in D.C., so they changed it. Yeah.
Yep. Same routine.
They solved it in Washington, D.C.
So what are the Bulls going to do?
Or Washington, where?
Yeah. Well, those maybe improper mascots. I always found it interesting that Miami is the Hurricanes. Miami, Florida, which is a hurricane-damaged city, is like their the enemy of the city is their mascot.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But they're known for that.
Yeah, that is true. It's just interesting, like when you like the plague of your city. Well, our soccer team here is the Fire, right? Isn't it? Right.
Yep. Yeah, Chicago
yeah,
Fire
which has destroyed our city. You know, yeah.
Well, that's what we're known for.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Did you guys have you ever seen? There's an art installation that looks really cool, and it is from one angle. You look at it, and it looks like a gun. And it's hanging, right? And it looks like a handgun hanging from the roof. And as you move, and the video that I saw was this handgun, and as you panned so from this angle, and then you go effectively 90 degrees to the left, and when you look at it, it is the United States.
Oh,
and it's a very
I love that one.
It's a brilliant
yes.
art installation.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoever did this, and everything in it, they're all guns. So it's handguns and fire, you know, rifles and shotguns. It's all guns that make up this three-dimensional thing that has these two perspectives on it, which I thought was really, really brilliant. The part that made me laugh is. The people that are sharing it are all of the pro, like, gun NRA people.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, do you know what this dude's saying?
People see what they want to see, don't they?
Yeah. It was just shocking to me that every person that reshared that was on that side in my social stream.
Yeah.
I just thought it was fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
And I'm surprised I didn't come across it on the other end of the spectrum, because I don't think I've seen that anywhere. As someone who keeps an eye on art news, and no, I haven't seen it.
Well, I'll find that, and we can share it. So, sorry, I took us down a dark path.
That's okay. If we're looking for something ridiculous to talk about, apparently two of the highest sort of hashtags of the day on Twitter are "My Olympic Sport Would Be" and National Watermelon Day. So if anyone wants to...
Is it National Watermelon Day?
Apparently, today is the day.
Well,
there's also Election Day in five words, if anyone wants to go that route. But
we're going to
cover that, I think.
I was going to ask the question about... You saw the Nigerian spammer has been caught.
The
Yay!
Nigerian spammer.
Well,
wow.
The one.
Yeah.
It's all over now.
It's over.
Yeah.
You no longer have to worry about the prince sending you emails because Prince Mike, apparently is his name, which I thought was kind of funny, has been caught. And this guy is one of the linchpins of the original spammer thing where they would send out an email saying, you know what, I'm a Nigerian prince and I've been imprisoned wrongly and I just need $1,000 and I'll pay you back millions down the road.
He is Nigerian, though, I take it, right?
I think he is. I think Mike, the network was headed by a 40-year-old Nigerian known as, yes, Nigerian Mike.
Oh, well, okay.
Well. Yep.
So it was all legit then.
Yep. It was all totally.
This is all misunderstanding. I thought I was in line for the monarchy.
Fact.
Yeah.
I'm not purebred, so I'm not in line.
It's a misunderstanding. Yeah,
I intend
to
pay all this back.
But apparently they had multiple things going on, and one deal got them $1.5 million.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, that's insane.
So this is not a small operation.
Yeah.
and not a small bust, as it were, that they caught Mike.
As a guy who works in like IT and email and all that, what I'm always fascinated with is how this impacts like real, like you know, that's like a required spam filter is like Nigerian type scams, like stopping that. It, like, does the actual prince of Nigeria, is it impossible for him to ever send email? Because every, like, if you are the true prince of Nigeria,
yes,
is every corporation you talk to spam filtering you because they think it's a scam, you know? Like, is it just impossible for you to get, like, didn't we once work with Viagra and, yes, like, it was impossible to get their emails past our spam filters.
It's absolutely true.
Maybe that's why politicians have their own email server.
Yeah, maybe.
Just so they can pass
a reasonable idea.
I mean, that would be the best defense. Like, I could never send emails to other people.
Yeah.
Because they're spam filters, so I have my own server.
Yeah.
John, I don't think you should be arguing that. That's not your side of the ticket. So just.
Oh.
I was going to ask another question. So have you ever gotten lost because of GPS?
I did last weekend.
You got lost because of GPS?
Yes. So we were coming back from a family reunion in Minnesota.
Yep.
And there was construction and a lot of traffic. And our GPS told us to get off an exit, basically go one block over, one block down, and one block over back to the highway.
Yep.
So they thought that us getting off the highway and going one block off the highway would be faster than just staying on the highway.
And did you do it?
I did it. I just listened. I listened to GPS no matter what.
And were you lost, or were you just delayed
a little
more?
Bit lost, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, imagine being in Australia. What apparently they have determined that all of GPS in Australia is 1.5 meters off.
Oh, wow. To be like a metric error or something.
Jeez, that's horrible.
No, actually, it makes sense. Apparently, GPS is based on some old school. You know when you get like a survey and some dude comes out and like measures and looks at the land and goes, well, this is the point here, and your property corner is here.
Yeah.
And then it goes there, and then it goes there. That is like this surveyor's job, right? Well, the original GPS was based on all of that physical measurement.
Uh-huh.
And yet, if you knew anything about geology and the way that our planet works, we used to be one continent called Pangaea.
It used to be flat.
And then we were all split apart because of plate tectonics and the realities of the way the world, the Earth, works, right? Every year, Australia moves by several centimeters. Uh-huh. Not several feet, several centimeters, but all of the original GPS code is based on, 5 feet. 1.5 meters is roughly about 5 feet. All of the GPS code is based on the original measurements, and now everything shifted since then. And so it's all a little wrong.
Like the other countries just have more modern maps
No, they don't move.
They haven't moved as much.
Australia moves way too much.
Isn't an easy correction? I mean, just...
Yes, and Australia is working hard to improve upon this and fix it because Australia is feeling it worst. But all of us need to deal with this. They need to change...
5 feet is pretty accurate, though, I feel, for driving.
It is extremely accurate for us here in the Midwest. So we have lots of problems. We have, you know, train issues and investment issues and tax problems. We have our problems. GPS is not one of them.
Yeah.
Australia has GPS. That's their problem.
Yeah.
It's a serious issue.
Well, wasn't one of the major, when Apple Maps came out or whatever, iTunes Maps, whatever they were calling it.
Apple Maps, yes.
that was one of the biggest fails was in Australia, where somebody...
This is what they're going to blame it on? Is that,
No, somebody really found out why.
Somebody really got really got screwed by Apple Maps. I mean, this was right after it came out.
But I think Apple Maps was just
fine. They were using like a like an Ice Age map where it was still attached to Madagascar.
No, I mean, it was like, it was, I think it was
so you want me to drive how far into the ocean?
It was more based on the name of the place is that they got really taken away on a crazy goose chase out in the outback somewhere. But
well, I just thought it was interesting that Australia's like fighting this battle. We happen to have some Australian listeners, and I thought they might appreciate that we knew this.
Sorry, Leo.
Sorry. I hope you don't use your phone to navigate very often.
Well, he actually does, because he cycles a lot.
Do we have any vendor scum this week?
I don't have any this week. Uh-huh. I mean, this is what happens. We get spam filter in our email.
We should turn it off for you, at least.
You know you can look through that.
I do, but okay. I don't really see much good stuff.
So...
But we will. Yeah. I think we're going to get some Olympic stuff next week.
Oh, yeah. The Olympics
will be
good.
We should get some good Olympic vendor scum.
Yeah, and that's true.
We didn't really ask about the transformation question. Do we have any good transformation topics this week?
Well,
I looked to Dion.
Well, on my ticket,
your ticket
for a DNS change, the subcontractor of IBM said, it looks like IBM is working on this, so I'm just going to close the ticket.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How long has that ticket been open?
We're over 2 months now.
For a DNS change?
Yeah.
If we're talking about tickets that have just been closed because they said no, then I have a few of those. But if we want to go into transformation where...
No, I'm not talking about that.
We would like to discuss things that have been transformed into an IBM support thing, and then IBM resource actions the person who learns how to support something.
I don't know if we're allowed to say resource action or
and
RA.
Then, because IBM basically fired somebody, they can no longer support it, therefore... We have to support it. I mean, that's an amazing transformation story that I have. But, I don't know if we want to go there.
Anything that continues to get done by somebody.
You mean progress? I don't have any progress updates.
Generally,
if you want to talk about going regression or...
And this is not to be too depressing, but anything that continues to be somewhat growth and progression in that world that's been transformed and now is an IBM thing... Watch out. That person's going to get RA'd any day now.
What can you guys say? What
resource RA'd? Action.
What does that mean?
Resource action.
Fired?
Which is fired.
They call resource action when they're fired?
Is that not the best?
What the hell does that mean?
It sounds so much better to say we resource actioned 20,000 people in 2015 than to say we laid off 20,000 people in 2015.
Riff. I always heard the term riff, like reduction in force, something like that.
It's a resource
term
action.
Is RA.
RA.
Wow.
They've been RA'd.
The number of times I have said, well, so-and-so would do this. Oh, yeah, they were RA'd like a month ago. And it doesn't mean they're gone. That's where they get you. They will look at you and go, you're RA'd. We're looking at
it's like the mob.
We're looking at probably
he's on a long trip.
November.
What impressed me was
gone fishing.
Our organization led the pack in satisfaction. I was part of that survey and
that
I
was
gave
an
the
amazing
most
statistic.
I gave the most scathing review I could because
you guys talked about this last week.
We did.
And so I wasn't here last week.
Do you want the screenshot? It's on that computer.
All I want to do is say, you guys talked about this last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was drunk at the time.
And it's fine. It's fine.
I was drunk when I submitted the form.
Frankly, as a listener, I was listening going, Dan, I get it. I'm with you. But Sean actually pointed out, they structure those questions very, very
yes, they do.
Strategically.
Yeah.
they ask, were you told that we were going to transform? And the answer is yes. Was it clear that we were going to transform? Yes. Was there confusion about the fact that we were transforming? No. All of this, it's so
political.
Yeah,
you can tell they're like, all right, let's not ask anything about if they're happy.
Yeah.
we don't want any emotions. No. We don't want... No.
Exactly.
Let's not allow any...
Did you know
comments?
This on this date? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes or no? That's it.
You knew about it on that date. Yes, I knew that. And did you tell me that things happened?
Well,
yes, you told
me. I mean, I guess my question would be, who is reading that and saying, well, yeah, I guess it's a success then. Who could believe that?
Well, no. But this is why it's brilliant.
Contracts and lawyers can read that.
Those questions. Yes. And if you're honest, which you were honest about your feelings, but you were not accurate in your responses because you did not respond to the questions. You just said, every question that you read, did we tell you XYZ? You said, that means, am I happy? No. So you interpreted and transformed your answers based on the fact that you knew you wanted it to be negative. Meanwhile, they were asking very clear questions to make sure you couldn't possibly say no, because we did X, Y, and Z, right? Now, it's simple. That group has said what they're going to say. Now we're going to turn around to the group that's asking, how are we doing? And we go, well, here's a survey we just ran, and according to the survey, our ranks are pretty high. Well, but nobody at that end asks, well, what did you ask?
Yeah.
What were your questions? How do I know that the responses to your questions actually mean we're happy and positive and going in the right direction? That's the benefit of, you know, sitting in the middle and controlling both ends of the conversation, right? We don't have that luxury. All we can do, and maybe this is the answer. We got to look at what Dan said, and you know what? Answer the questions based on how you feel, regardless of what the question is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they take into perspective, like, when a ticket actually is closed, which rarely happens, and you get the survey.
And they don't ask that stuff either. They never ask questions about the service level of the third party.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
They
right.
never ask
no
those
way.
Questions.
Because service levels aren't part of
the other thing,
the agreement yet.
Yes, and the other thing about it is that questionnaire asks a lot of pointed things about your environment and your world. And you know what? I'm not unhappy with who I work with. If I was, I wouldn't be sitting here with all of you, because I work with all you assholes, okay? It's true. And they ask about my management, and I'm not unhappy with my management, right?
Because they're in the same boat.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Their questionnaire almost has to do with you associating internal employees and not the people that should actually be evaluated. So it's amazing.
Yep.
Like, oh, we sent out a questionnaire. Our results are great. It's like, well, you didn't even ask me about you.
Exactly.
You asked me about my peers, you know?
I'm happy with my peers. I'm happy with my management. Am I happy with this other third party out there that does fuck all? No, I'm not happy with them, but you never asked.
Well, I encourage the listeners of this podcast to sandbag next time and burn it down.
Burn it down.
I will burn this.
By the way, and we're looking for T-shirt ideas, so we're going to burn this fucking place to the ground is an option.
It was funny. We were in a conversation. They really are the worldwide leaders at absorbing IT services, with a stress on just absorbing it. You know, not providing service, but just they know the game
take the hit. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Because we were having a good debate in here about whether, like, this one product was covered, whether it was supported by them. And somebody's like, no, they'll say that. They'll never. And I'm like, why wouldn't they? Why? I mean, They're not doing anything for any of the other products, so why wouldn't they just say, oh, yeah, sure, we'll take that for you? That'll be another product we ignore five tickets on a day. You know, no sweat, you know, hey?
No problem.
We can ignore as many products as you want us to ignore. You know, we can scale up to whatever levels
of ignorance
of ignorance you want, you know. We got some companies, hell, some clients, we ignore up to 10,000 products a day on them, you know. You know, we have resolver groups that point to resolver groups that point to... You know.
What did the survey say?
Yeah.
Surveys say they're great.
They're happy customers.
They're happy customers. Yeah. End of day?
Yeah.
Win-win. Okay.
Win-win.
Welcome to the Worldwide IT Guys.
Learned that they're not even sending it to everybody.
Oh.
They're not even sending it to everybody.
What?
Don't.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy theory.
They've evaluated which employee. Watson is so smart. It knows
certain people.
It knows which employees are naturally optimistic and docile.
Well, I feel blessed.
Only emails to
them. I feel blessed to be in part of that group then, I guess.
Not everybody's seeing the survey. I'm not seeing
Watson
emails.
Tells them that.
I'm not seeing emails.
It's like the enemy in the one Captain America movie.
I have too many different licenses in our environment for them to send me emails. Therefore, they have no idea who I am. Therefore, I get no emails that say, we are providing you service and doing a great job. So
you're asking too many questions.
Yeah. And you have to approve
yourself.
You're
the last angry man.
I get to approve myself for any ticket. And they don't listen to me.
Fear no evil.
So, for fuck's sake, we are the Worldwide IT Guys. Does anyone have anything else to add to this craziness? We should wrap it up. Oh, nothing.
I don't really have anything.
I just think
really?
That the, what do you think? The next week, upcoming week, is going to be epic.
You think so?
A lot of stuff coming
huge.
Up.
I don't know how the political sphere could get any bigger than
I
it was
this
week.
I think it's
going to
get huge.
I'm legitimately surprised, and I know we already talked a lot about Trump, but I'm legitimately surprised he hasn't turned this whole campaign into a reality TV show. He's so much about TV
branding.
Well,
we don't know behind the scenes. They could be having cameras.
There's rumors that he's going to launch his own TV network, and in which case it would make him look like the smartest man of all time. That he's going to launch a competition to Fox News called Trump Network. And it would just that you basically, the way you launched a network is you stole a candidacy, you know, that you had no.
I
Roger Ailes will be CEO.
Yeah.
I will watch that one. If I ever say those words, Donald Trump is the smartest guy ever.
That'd be an amazing sort of con on the American people if he did it all
or
to launch his own network.
Trying to create his own political party.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So that's the political sphere.
And Olympics.
And the Olympic world. What's going to happen over the next week?
Transformation. We'll see what happens.
So we shall see. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been the Worldwide IT Guys.
And girls.
And Zombie. Girls. No, guys is generic.
Right. Yeah. Guys.
WWITguys.com. Follow us on Twitter, Worldwide IT Guys, and we will catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Leo jumped in at the end here.
Well, you shouted out to him, so he jumped in.
What did
we got
I
a
say?
God bless at the last minute
GPS.
There.
He was all GPS.
Twitter.
Oh, did he say GPS? Was that a?
We're live
of course. I've been live tweeting.
Sake, we're the Worldwide IT Guys.
Yeah, we did. And we got a God bless out of it. Leo's all over it, but we got some other likes as well. During the live tweet.